It's the Pinky the Pig Show. It's time for the Pinky the Pig podcast show. And today is thoroughly terrific 7-Minute Thursday, and I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How's Pinky?
I'm wonderful. I'm excited because Sunday is Mother's Day.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and we're having a party. You're coming over, right, Mildred?
Yes, but we have already done a couple of podcasts for Mother's Day. So, Pinky, today I would like to please celebrate a musical genius, and it would be his birthday today. His name was Irving Berlin.
Was he born in Berlin, Germany? You know, that's the capital of Germany. It's the largest city, Berlin, Germany.
No, actually, Irving Berlin was born in Russia.
Russia?
Pinky.
Oh, okay. When was he born?
He was born on this day, May 11th, 1888, and he lived to be 101 years old.
Yeah, but he didn't, he was born in Russia.
Right, and he immigrated with his parents. He came to New York City when he was just 5 years old. He was a Jewish immigrant.
Yeah, Jewish immigrant. From Russia.
And his father's name was Moses.
Huh?
And actually, Irving Berlin, his first name was his name was Israel.
Israel.
All right. And so later on in his life, they would write his name, the letter I, Berlin. So then it became Irving Berlin.
Okay.
And he's considered to be the greatest songwriter that has ever lived.
Really?
Right, because not only did he compose the music, but he would write the words also.
Oh, the lyrics. He was a lyricist and a composer.
That's right. And the first song that he got paid for, he was 19 years old that he wrote this song. He got 33 cents. And the name of the song was Marie from Sunny Italy.
That sounds like a cute song. I don't know it, though.
Okay. But by the time he was 30 years old, he had written hundreds of songs, many of them very big hits. And over his 60-year career, he wrote 1,500 songs for Broadway shows and Hollywood films. Really famous songs. You probably know a lot of them.
Okay, what ones?
He wrote White Christmas.
Yeah, I'm dreaming of White Christmas. Okay.
He wrote The Easter Parade.
In her Easter bonnet.
Are you going to sing everyone?
No, just one line.
Okay. He did he wrote the song There's No Business Like Show Business.
There's no business like show business.
And he wrote also, anything you can do, I can do better.
I can do any, how's it go?
Try again.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do better than any of you.
Well, that's not exactly right.
Yeah. Kind of arrogant, huh?
Well, it was for a Broadway show.
Okay.
But when he was 20 years old, he got a job as a singing waiter in New York City, where he lived.
Yeah, and then he just went from there, huh?
Yes.
What a talent.
All right, but when he was 30 years old, he got drafted into the United States Army.
Yeah.
But, you know, they recognized his talent. So what they did, they had him write music for the shows, and then they would raise money for the Army.
Yeah, how about that?
And he wrote the song God Bless America.
He did?
Right, but it wasn't released until 20 years later.
You know, that's a beautiful song. Maybe I'll sing that one of these days.
Well, Memorial Day is coming up the end of this month.
Yeah, we'll check with producer Renee.
Okay. Oh, okay, Pinky, we have time for some quotes here from Irving Berlin. And he said, life is 10% what you make it and 90% how you take it.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time, how you deal with your present moment in your life and such.
Yes, we do. And he went on to say about music, the song is ended, but the melody lingers on.
Oh, yeah, sometimes you get a song stuck in your head.
Right. Music is so important. It changes thinking. It influences everybody, whether they know it or not. Music knows no boundary lines.
No.
And he went on to say, there may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance.
Yeah, baby.
And one more from Irving Berlin, who said, when I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep.
Oh, what a guy. Yeah. Okay, Mildred, that was fun. I'll see you on Sunday for a Mother's Day party, right?
That's right. I'll be there with bells on.
Oh, yeah, you have that cowbell. Sure. Okay, I'll see you then. I love you.
I love you.